2. The Administration of the Eternal Son. On Paradise, the presence and personal activity of the original Son is profound, absolute in the spiritual sense. As we pass outward from Paradise through Havona and into the realms of the seven super-universes, we detect less and less of the personal activity of the Eternal Son. In the post-Havona universes, the presence of the Eternal Son is personalized in the Paradise Sons, conditioned by the experiential realities of the Supreme and the Ultimate, and coordinated with the unlimited spirit potential of the Deity Absolute. In the central universe, the personal activity of the original Son is discernible in the exquisite spiritual harmony of the eternal creation. Havona is so marvelously perfect that the spiritual status and the energy states of this pattern universe are in perfect and perpetual balance. In the super-universes, the Son is not personally present or resident. In these creations, he maintains only a super-personal representation. These spirit manifestations of the Son are not personal. They are not in the personality circuit of the Universal Father. We know of no better term to use than to designate them super-personalities, and they are finite beings. They are neither absonite nor absolute. The administration of the Eternal Son in the super-universes, being exclusively spiritual and super-personal, is not discernible by creature personalities. Nonetheless, the all-pervading spiritual urge of the Son's personal influence is encountered in every phase of the activities of all sectors of the domains of the Ancients of Days. In the local universes, however, we observe the Eternal Son personally present in the persons of the Paradise Sons. Here the Infinite Son spiritually and creatively functions in the persons of the majestic core of the coordinate Creator Sons.